Station 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Lovely morning to you and compliment of the season to you, wherever you are. Yep, we're getting ready, Abi. Aha, great. Now, stay with me. Every Thursday, what we do is discuss health and health-related matters only. Last week, though, we started a conversation on diabetes. And, well, really, it's something that a lot of people, a lot of individuals are affected by, really. It's a big conversation, not just in Nigeria, though, I think globally. And we gave you some basics on diabetes last week, but this week, today in particular, we want to talk about managing diabetes. But let's have you know that Nigeria may be sitting on a ticking time bomb. As experts in the health sector, they've declared that over 11.2 million people are living with diabetes in Nigeria. As of this year, 11.2 million. And let's also add that this may be based on those that presented at health facilities alone. So it may be more, you know, than what this amount, 11.2 million living with diabetes. According to medical experts, 1 in 10 adults are living with diabetes. The numbers are expected to double by 2030. Lack of political will, the health system issues, access to diabetes care, barriers to diabetes care. You have social determinants of health as well involved, and maybe medical issues are those causes affecting diabetes patients in Nigeria, according to medical experts themselves. Now, let's also tell you that International Diabetes Federation said 7 million people have diabetes in the world, and 24 million people are in sub-Saharan Africa. By 2045, it will be around 55 million people. Now, according to WorldDiabetesDay.org, 537 million adults, as 1 in 10, are living with diabetes in 2021. This number is expected to rise to 643 million by 2030 and 783 million by 2045. Now, almost 1 in 2 adults with diabetes remain undiagnosed, that they don't even know. That's about 240 million people. The majority have type 2 diabetes. Now, more than 3 in 4 people with diabetes live in low and middle income countries, which means that Nigeria falls in this bracket here. More than 3 in 4. Just say 4 in 4. So 541 million people, adults, are at risk, increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and more than 1.2 million children and adolescents 0 to 19 years live with type 1 diabetes. And last week, it's one of the things that Dr. Tuyime Bawondu shared, that, you know, younger people are now coming down with diabetes. Dr. Tuyime Bawondu, a public health physician and development analyst, he was here last week. He's joining us via telephone this week. Dr. Tui, thank you so much for rejoining us this week. Thank you for coming around.
Hey, Sherry, how are you?
I'm doing okay, sir.
Nice to hear your voice.
It's good to have you, sir. It's good
always
to have you.
Thank you.
Because of time, let's dive in and educate. Like I always say, this program, Health Thursday, is not to treat or diagnose. Is for education and enlightenment purposes only. So if you have any complaints, please go and see your physician. Dr. Tuyi, let's dive in. Managing diabetes. Tell me, let's start with the most important part. I mean, every part of it is okay, but let's begin with the basics of managing. What are those basics that you can share with the public, to educate with the public about managing diabetes?
Thank you very much. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, everybody in the world and listeners. I want everybody to take a listen. Pay attention to a few things I'm going to say here, because it might make the whole difference in whether you escape or avert some catastrophic health occurrences in your life. It's very key. Apart from the figures you told us regarding diabetes, let's also appreciate the fact that diabetes is one of the leading causes of blindness. It is one of the leading causes of renal problem, kidney disease, kidney failure that will require dialysis. Stroke, cardiovascular experiences, you know, are mainly related to diabetes. Diabetes is a leading cause of non-traumatic amputation. Somebody that does not have any trauma and then just had it in the leg, and then before you know, they are cutting off the leg and look out for diabetes. So I'm even speaking to you. I have a very childhood friend, a good childhood friend, a wonderful guy from good family.
Hmm.
The two legs have been cut off. He's blind. The family left him.
Oh.
The wife left him. So the guy is just like, no legs, two legs off, cannot see.
Hmm.
All because of diabetes. So it is key that we start approaching care, diabetic management, from primary prevention. I think that's the key thing, from primary prevention. Why is this important? One, it has to start with you, okay? Secondly, we know the challenges we're facing. In Nigeria, you've had the number 11.5 million people cases. I mean, that's even like a tip of iceberg. Quite more than that figure, far, far more than that figure having diabetes. So primary prevention, what can you do to ensure that you even manage your diabetes? Because that's where it might start from. The primary prevention means that first, get education. Learn all you can about diabetes. Read up the disease. Connect to healthcare. Beware of your family history of diabetes. So that's the first thing. Instead of us spending quite a lot of time on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat, on all those funny things, reading on a lot of things that are very toxic to our mind, spare time to read about what can concern you. Now, this is number 8 causes of, you know, death all over the world. Big things, big diseases with all sorts of complications. Pick your phone, Google diabetes, see what you can do. At least get information, link to healthcare. It could be a nurse, it could be someone that can advise you on what you should do, what you should not do.
Right.
The second level of management is actually lifestyle modification. I haven't read, haven't understood the thing. Then you have to start looking at your lifestyle. Are you a smoker? Are you obese? Is your weight too much? Are you drinking alcohol in excess? You have to actually, you know, engage the decision of smoking, weight reduction, and cutting down on your alcohol consumption. Now, it is also very paramount that you pay special attention to where your eye, because it's, like I said, diabetes is one of the leading causes of blindness to what you call diabetic retinopathy. You pay attention to your eye, you pay attention to your teeth, because any tiny infection in a diabetic patient gets exaggerated, gets accentuated. So a simple boil that will not be a big deal for me in my legs that I can just neglect, a diabetic patient cannot neglect it. And then take note of the subtle signs of diabetes. You just find out that your eyes get blood, you cannot see properly, you just feel dizziness, you know, you feel tired unnecessarily, you have a wound that is not going. Those are some of the subtle
symptoms and signs
that you have to check.
Right.
Pay attention to your heart, you know, because diabetes is one of the leading causes of cardiovascular accident and stroke. Pay attention to your kidney, drink a lot of water, and pay attention to your feet. Take care of your feet. Don't say because the feet is hard and, you know, take care of it. It's important. Now, part of the lifestyle modification in terms of management is diet.
Diet.
You know, you have to eat fiber-rich diet, whole nuts, fruits, vegetables. You drink a lot of water. People in Nigeria tend to say, oh, what do we then eat? We don't eat what, if you don't eat carbohydrate that we commonly castigate in care of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria has a lot of food. And for some of us that will be wondering, what can I eat? I will start mentioning, you see how common.
Yeah.
The other food you can eat without having to consume heavy carbohydrate. Then, all right, plantain is there. You can make it into either, you know, eat it straight or eat it with your vegetables. There's corn, there's guinea, there's wheat, guinea corn, there's wheat. You know, you play a lot of okra, ogbono, edikai corn, you take a foriro, bitter leaf. Those are foods you can take. Garden egg sauce, smoked fish, moi moi, your beans porridge, your tiger nut, your akara balls, your oats, your granules, your coconut, your pepper soup. You know, all these things. You have orange, you have walnut, you have avocado, you have grapes. You see, plenty of food that you can take in Nigeria. That, in fact, you can structure your feeding in the morning, your professor and whatever,
right,
in the afternoon, and even in the evening. But and still avoid all this high glycemic food that will mess up your diabetes. Now, if you have embraced the primary prevention very well, then as all these things, because of family issues, because of one thing or another, you develop diabetes, we now go to what we call the secondary care.
Okay.
Secondary care involves all the primary care I've mentioned and your drugs and checkup. Okay? Now, having seen that, okay, this is diabetes. Your goal is to ensure that your fasting blood sugar does not get beyond 120 or 110 maximum. That's your goal. You have to put your eyes on that. And one, there are drugs that will be waiting for you. It's not just swallowing drugs without observing those primary preventions that I've mentioned. If you swallow drugs and you don't embrace those primary preventions, you are still not doing nothing. Okay? So the primary preventions, your weight, your diet, your alcohol cessation, cutting off smoking is very key, as well as your drug. You use your drug diligently, okay? And then while you use your drug diligently, you look and check what is my glucose level like, okay? You also check for what I call the comorbid factors. What are the comorbid factors?
Okay.
Some people may not just have diabetes, may have diabetes and hypertension, diabetes and some other diseases. You have to also measure those things and figure out how do I combine my lifestyle to live. Sheriff,
sir.
You know, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
I want to give you a shocker.
Please do.
All of us have just about 4,000 weeks to live on earth. 4,000 weeks.
4,000 weeks.
If you are 40, you have less than 2,000 weeks to less. Eh?
Wow.
If you are in 50s, you have just a bit above 1,000 weeks. If you are close to 60, you have about 700 weeks left to live on earth. And if you consider this, that means that you have to live a purposeful life. Stay healthy, do what you can do before you get out of this earth.
Right.
Well, and then you shouldn't allow diabetes to be the one that will take you out this earth.
Dr. Tui, please hold on. Try and take some water. Let me quickly throw open the telephone lines for people to, in fact, we may have people who have been managing diabetes for some time now, and they can reckon with what you have mentioned. We may have people that don't even know how to do it. We may have people that don't even know about, you know, family history and all of that, and they have questions for you as relating to all of these areas. So we're going to briefly throw up the telephone lines before the break, and I have people engage with you directly, and then you can answer some of their questions. Again, we don't treat and we don't diagnose. Please, if you're calling, if you've got questions, go straight to the question. If you have something that would need medical attention, please go and see your physician, all right? 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. For female callers, the number is 01-465-7190 for female callers only. And please make your question short and straight to the point. Thank you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Morning to you. We can't hear you. Please, can you be more audible? You are not audible, sir.
Okay, so I've been listening, and there's one thing that almost everybody associates with diabetes, which I don't think the doctor has mentioned. Some people say it affects, some people say it doesn't affect, and that's sugar. So I just wish the doctor can talk about, in more intricate terms, how sugar is connected to diabetes.
Okay. I think we did that last week. Perhaps
I'm
you did.
Barely
hear him. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what he said. So he was talking about the connection between sugar and diabetes. That you've not mentioned it, but I just said that we did that last week. But let me add this to it, Dr. Tui, right? Let me add this to it. Some people consume fizzy drinks, all the soft drinks. They consume it like water. Like water. Anything they want to do is give me that one. Give me chilled one. Give me, you know. I mean, what's the implication of this on their health? And they look fine. They seem fine.
well, Sheriff, seems is not health. You understand?
Yeah.
The thing is that quite a lot of Nigerians, because of a changing lifestyle, because of diet, because of a lot of things, are pre-diabetic, you know. You know, if you are pre-diabetic, you have a higher chance, I mean, within 10 years, to flip into full diabetes. And then consumption of these drinks that you know, put a glycemic load on you, will definitely flip you to that challenge of being diabetic. Don't forget, what are we dealing with? Either we're dealing with a shortage of insulin or insufficient insulin, or we're dealing with a tissue that is not responding to insulin. If you increase your glycemic load, you are going to actually put yourself out of balance, and you are going to, and then, and that's what it does is that because a simple bottle of soft drink, that's a small bottle, contains as much as 8-9 sugar. What are you doing with that? And you still get sugar from every part of things. Every part of all your food, you still get sugar, they still go back basically to be converted to sugar. And this thing that's just like poison, we're taking poison. Obviously, there is no way anybody that is consuming excessive sugar will not have a kind of stress on the pancreas, a kind of stress on the tissue, and a distortion of the metabolic process in the body, you know, going forward. So I think, and in reality, other countries are addressing this glycemic load of the thing.
True that.
And diet as a help. So, like it was said, if you don't eat your food like drug, you take your drug like food. So, fizzy drink is not part of it. They're not part of it.
Let's take one more call then. Good morning to you.
Have a good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Simon.
Welcome.
I'm calling to find out, is honey okay for a diabetic patient or somebody who is having sugar-related problem?
Okay. All right. Thanks for the question. Dr. Tuyi,
use of honey. We always prefer honey to anybody. You know, Nigeria takes a lot of maybe, what's it called, oats, tea, and other
cereals, yes.
Of course, we always prefer honey as an alternative because of the antioxidant, because of a lot of things in honey that actually, you know, trump sugar. That's better than, you know, plain sugar. So honey, yes. But, you know, in reality, it's still moderation as far as that honey is concerned.
Okay.
But because in reality, apart from taste buds, I don't see why anybody actually needs sugar. That's honestly. Apart from your taste buds. What do you want to use sugar for? You are drinking tea. What do you want sugar in it for? Okay. You are drinking coffee. Why do you need sugar in the coffee? Apart from this, but nothing. It's not going to be able to do that. So honey is still a better option far ahead of sugar or any other sweetener.
All right. Let's take one more then. Let's take one more call. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a calling from Odogwolu.
Let's hear you.
I want to ask the doctor, anytime I take something like minerals, the following morning, I will not be able to walk. All my body, my back pain, I will get back pain, and there's so many pains in my body. I don't know what it is, because for now, I have stopped not to take minerals again. What advice can you give me, please? Thank you.
You've stopped taking minerals. You know what? Let us make a habit of checking the labels on everything we take. You enter a supermarket, you know, you are buying all those things, canned, you know, in sachet, everything. Look at the labels. It's not just those things you are buying. There are a lot of stabilizers, a lot of things on those food labels, you know, on those items you are buying. And that, let's be factual. The body can react to anything. And this thing is individual. If you are reacting to some of the content of the minerals, you may have those kind of response or reaction. You know, but what you need to do is that you watch out. If you take something and you feel that your body is behaving anyhow, stop taking that thing. There are other options of what you can take. Mr. Eze, you can easily, you know, do some juice, you know, natural fruits. Where you are in the Bolu, a lot of fruits today.
Right.
Squeeze your orange, you know, mix it with some lime or lemon, you know, and just be creative. Put them in the fridge, you know, and drink.
You can make your own, you know, sweet drink yourself.
You know, why must you now go and be taking things with all sorts of labels that with calamine, with all sorts of things that you don't know?
All sorts of names. Going to react to. All sorts of fine names. Very fine, handsome, beautiful names.
Yes, yes. All your fine names just to take your money and take your health.
Let's head out. All our lines are buzzing. Let's head out. Let's take this break. When we return, we'll answer a few more questions before we go, because I want us to talk about access to care, especially those that are at that level now that need care? How is it in public or even private facilities? Lagos, stay with us. We'll be back.
So there was a time I had a bond. Okay. And the doctor was telling me, this bond is supposed to use like a month, and it's just a week. That means you have a low sugar level.
Okay.
And he told me something that there's more urgency in having a low sugar this thing than having a higher sugar this thing. So am I overdoing staying away from anything sugary? So I just want the doctor to expatiate more.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Adeshawa. Good morning to you. Good morning.
No, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, please. I'm a diabetic patient.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Cherry.
Please go on. We can hear you, Liz.
Okay, so I don't know. The price of the drug keep going up. I don't know what the government is doing to assist us that have this diabetic.
Okay.
Because before then, I was buying the drug about 2,000 plus MRE and Glucovage. But now the drug has gone up to the probably like 5,000 within the space of 1 month. I mean, for just one sachet, usually I will buy like two. Also, I have 15 in the drug, so I'll spend like 15,000 naira. But just the drug, you know, you talk of feeding, because I have to start left food, I'm still going to eat. And at that, the price of the drug keep going up.
Yeah, right.
You understand? And it's very difficult for us as diabetic patients.
You know, your concerns are very valid and genuine as well, because in some countries that I know, you know, these drugs are packed for them. Like, they once you're diagnosed with diabetes, they just pack these drugs, pack it for you, and just tell you to keep using them at no extra cost or no charge at all. Dr. Sui, thank you for rejoining us. The first question that came in was about, you know, whether, you know, when you focus on your diet and you're bringing your sugar level, you know, under control, can you overdo it? Can you have low blood sugar?
Yes, of course. Most of the time, the low blood sugar will come from overusage of the medication.
Okay.
Okay. And then, it's very simple. Once you have low blood sugar, just look for some drink, you know, maybe your juice.
Okay.
Or just take a little drink.
Okay.
And it will correct the sugar, you know, instantly. And the sign of low blood sugar is, say, you know, that weakness, tiredness, and then some fainting spells. So it's similar, but it's tricky to distinguish between high blood sugar and low blood sugar. So, but it's not a common phenomenon, but it's only common among those people who are on insulin, but not people with on oral drugs. It's not too common.
Indeed. Dr. Tui, I was hoping that we'd be able to talk on some other areas, but we have to go. We're completely out of time. We've done this for 2 weeks now. Thank you so much for sharing from your knowledge, your wealth of experience as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Tui Mebangodu.
It's always my pleasure, Sheriff.
Do have a great day, sir. Thank you. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Thank you for being a part of it. Next week, we'll talk... we'll discuss menopause next week. It promises to be interesting, promises to be enlightening as well, on Health Thursday next week. So stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. I'm Sherif Quadri on Twitter, Sherif Quadri. On Instagram, Sherif Quadri. My page on Facebook is Sherif Quadri as well. I'll see you on Monday. Bye for now.